Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 571. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Yum Yums, a band from Oslo, Norway. They're doing the song Shug Shug Sugar Baby. That was originally a 1973 hit for the preteen duo The James Boys, but the band just recorded that as the A-side of a 7-inch that came out May 15th on Party Springer Records. I think that's a German label there. The B-side is wonderful as well, and Bubblegum Records should always be 45, so two songs, that's all you need right there. I got music for you today. That's what you're here for, so let's go and play some. We're going to go into a track by Boy Racer. The song's called 40 Hours.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We ended that set there with Guadalcanal Diary from Marietta, Georgia. The song is called Litany, Life Goes On, and it's the lead single from the band's 1987 album 2x4. It completes a trio of albums from the band that we've listened to here on the podcast. I picked up the first three albums on vinyl, seven, 8 weeks ago. And every couple of weeks, we've heard something from one of those albums. This is the band's third album, one I owned on cassette a long time ago. It's very nice to hear that album again. It's been very nice to revisit that band, one of my very favorites that just doesn't get much talk today. Before that, we heard from Laughing Chimes, a band from somewhere in Ohio. The song I played was called First Street. It's on the band's album In This Town, which came out January of this year on Tiny Shed Records, a band that's just full of jangle there and fits well into what we're doing. It's a really good album. The influences blend very well, and if you like that track, it's one of those things that you should get that album, because every song on it is just as good as that one. And then we started that set off with Boy Racer with the song 40 Hours. That's on the band's new album Assuage that came out August 6th on Emotional Response, the label run by Stuart Anderson of that band. I think this is the band's 743rd album. I don't know who can keep up, but they're good, and this one's the best one I've heard in a long time. That track there is nice, and you get lots of varied sort of elements on that album. Always something to keep you interested. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to turn things up a little bit here. I got a brand new one from Quicksand. It's called Lightning Field.
Oh,
right, now it's time to check your bingo cards. If you had post-hardcore set, go ahead and mark that square. See if you got the bingo. We just heard from Not Again from Chicago, Illinois, with the song June of 14. Is that a June of 44 reference? Well, maybe. I definitely hear that band in there, but I hear a lot of Cap'n Jazz and a lot of other bands I really liked in the early 90s. And I think the members of this band were into those bands as well. I've heard them described as mortgage rock. It's kind of where we are now. That's from the band's album, They Birds, which came out March 3rd of this year on Controlled Burn Records. Evidently, it's the band's first album. They've released a number of singles, I'm told. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I enjoy listening to that. Maybe a little bit of a trip down memory lane. Before that, we heard from Military Gun with the song Stuck in a Spin. That's on the EP All Roads Lead to the Gun, which came out June 4th of this year on Alternatives label. A band from Los Angeles. That EP is out, and then I think another one is coming out this fall. That song there has a kind of a mellow bit to it, doesn't it? I kind of like that one. I'm hoping to see that band live because there's a lot of energy there, and I know they're coming through Kansas City sometime this fall. And then we started that set off with Quicksand with the song Lightning Field. That's on the band's new album, Distant Populations. Came out just August 3rd on Epitaph Records. Band based out of New York. Now is a three-piece, not a four-piece. Lost somebody along the way, not in a death sort of way, just in a, well, being in a rock and roll band is hard sort of way. I love that band. Quicksand in the late 80s and very early 90s were everything to me. That sounds good. Nothing's going to capture that first 7-inch for me, though, on Revelation Records. But I enjoyed it. So anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 571. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or fan me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. On the 26th, we have Descendants at Liberty Hall. 27th, Elvis Costello is at the Uptown, or Terry Quinn is playing at the Velo Garage. On the 29th, Joan Jett and Cheap Trick are at the Starlight. 31st, Waxahachie has a sold-out show at Knuckleheads. Into September, Dan Jones is Velo Garage on the 3rd, or Bad Ideas is playing at Revolution Records. Max Sabbath is at Knuckleheads on the 4th. I've never seen them. I bet that's a fun show. But LeGrand is playing that night at Rhino, and that's probably where I'll be. On the 5th, Dindrons are playing at the Greenhouse, punk rock. On the 9th, The Whiffs at the Replay. That's going to be a fantastic show with a number of bands, touring bands that I really want to see as well. On the 10th, Dan Jones at the Ship. 11th, Sunvolt at Knuckleheads. 14th, you got a Squeeze lineup. Not sure exactly how that works. At the Uptown, 17th, Get Up Kids have a show at Lemonade Park with somebody else who I really want to see more than the Get Up Kids even. On the 18th, we've got Torres at the Record Bar. And we'll stop there for now. That gets you a whole month out there of things that you can be prepping for. A couple new things on the website. Photos and video of the Black Mariah Theater and Chase the Horseman show, and the photos and videos of the Jorge Arena, Abandoned Sea, and Via Luna show are on the website, and you'll have other things coming up soon. The Swerve On and Mike McCoy and Mad King show should be up there very soon as well. Anyway, one track left for you. I'm going to be over just a little bit here. A track by John Vanderslice, who just came through Kansas City playing one of those secret house shows last week. I heard it was wonderful. The song I'm going to play for you is called I Got a Strange Kind of Pleasure from Just Hanging On. And if that title's not long enough, it's from the new EP. John, I can't believe civilization is still going here in 2021. Congratulations to all of us. Love, DCB. A reference to a postcard that David Berman sent to John Vanderslice. And the whole album, or EP rather, is kind of dedicated to David Berman in a way that I don't think us casual observers can understand. But I think they shared a bond there. So anyway, we're going to play this track. It's from a self-released album, I think Digital Only. It came out July of this year. So thank you very much to John Vanderslice. We'll end things here, and we'll talk next week. Get out of bed.
and start up your car. And don't forget to drive away. You're more likely to crash where you are.